Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. So today we are talking about acne, and this is going to be part one of a little two-part series I do all about acne. What can you do to get rid of it? Why you have it? And what could be kind of driving acne in you as what I'm assuming is an adult and you've maybe been struggling with it for a while. So that's what we're looking at today. I'm going to be sharing with you the five different contributing factors that I nearly always work with when a client comes to me with acne. And today I'm going to be, so I'll give you that overview and then I'm going to dive deep into two of them and spend the majority of this episode looking at how hormones can affect your acne and affect your skin. So that's what we're looking at today. If you suspect that your hormones are a bit out of balance and that causes breakouts or things to happen in your skin, whether it's on your face, back, chest, bum, wherever it is, I've got you back. And that is what we are doing today, which is exciting. Otherwise, a couple of important things. Number one, if you listen to this and you like this podcast, you need to make sure you are on my email list. I know you probably get a lot of emails. I promise I'm not going to send you tons of rubbish, but I've got something really exciting coming to you in October. And if, especially if you're interested in hormones and you know your hormones are a little bit out of balance, I am going to be running a program that is going to be launching at the end of October, mid to end October. It's going to be going for 10 days. And I think it's going to be called the Happy Hormones Program. And it's going to be kickstarting you to happier, healthier hormones, essentially, so that you can have more energy, better skin, and just get on with the life you want to get on with. So if you're interested in that, you need to get on my email list. The best way to do that, go to keziahall.com and do the Gut Goddess quiz. That will not only give you some great free information and meal plans and those kinds of things, it'll also get you on my email list. Or if you prefer, you can just go to Instagram and direct message me your email address to join the group. There's lots of different ways, but that's the first thing to make sure on my email list. And then if you are interested in hormones, and the great thing about this program, the Happy Hormones program, I am doing this, it'll be a super affordable, low cost, 10-day kind of kickstarter program to really help you A, learn more about your hormones, and B, figure out, okay, what's the next steps for me that are going to help me to bring more balance to my hormones so that you can have better energy, better mood, better sleep, and feel so much better in your skin. And obviously, in the context of this episode, your hormones really impact your skin quality as well. And so that is also what we'll be covering inadvertently as well. So that's happening in October. I think I have a start date, which is maybe the 19th of October, but there's no other information set up yet. I'm working on that at the moment, but I'm really looking forward to doing this. I actually was planning on doing this in September or August, but I've just been too sick. But I've really missed doing these kinds of things. So that should be really fun. So make sure you're on the list. Also, if you want to work with me privately, so obviously that program is going to be a group program. It's not private in any way. If you wanting to work with me privately, I have a couple of spaces left. I'm basically taking on new clients until maybe the start of October. And then I'll probably be done for the year, to be fair, just with the amount of clients that I have and with preparing for these babies to come. So if you are interested, now, if you're interested in my four-month program, that private consultation program, again, keziahall.com, click the work with me page, find out information, book your call, and do take action quick, because before you know it, it'll be November, Christmas, I'll be on maternity leave. And if you're struggling with your health, I know that I can help you now. Like in the next 8 weeks, you could feel phenomenal. So get in touch. Otherwise, let's get on with the show. So we are talking acne, we're talking hormones, we're talking about all the things that could be impacting and contributing to your acne. So today I'm kind of doing this in different parts just because there's lots of different things to look at. It's not as simple as, it's just hormones or it's just dairy or sugar or whatever it is. There can actually be various different things that can be contributing to this for different people. So I'm going to share with you the things that come up most when I've worked with clients that have acne going on as an adult. So that what I'm talking about here is acne that maybe you've had since a teenager that's never gone away. Or I've had clients that have come to me who've never actually struggled with acne, even as a teenager. Then all of a sudden, you know, they'll come to me and be like, the last 6 months I've had terrible acne. And I don't know why. I've like never experienced it before. So that is what we're going to look at today. And today I'm going to be sharing with you some of the basics around why you have acne and therefore what you can do. And then we're going to dive deeper into two of those parts. So I'm going to do a bit of an overview. And then in part one today, I'm going to go into a bit deeper into some of those aspects, specifically hormones today. And then in part two, we'll look at the other factors. And then you'll have a bit more of a game plan and a blueprint of what to do and how to really support your skin. So it's worth saying that I have a friend who specializes primarily in acne and has loads of resources on her website. That's Amy at Skin Therapy. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So she mainly works with clients just around acne and has loads of blogs and free resources around what skincare products to use and all of that sort of stuff. So that's a really great resource if you want to dive deeper as well. Okay, so let's talk about acne. So what I'm talking about is primarily where you get spots, let's just say, on your face, chest, chin, jaw, back, or chest. Or on your bum sometimes as well. Sometimes I get clients that get really bad on bum. You might not get it on your face. You might get it terribly on your back. You might not get it on your back or your bum, but you might get it really badly over your jawline every time you ovulate, for example. So why? The first thing you'll know if you listen to me for any length of podcasts is that the first thing we've got to do is ask why. Why is it that person A really struggles with acne and person B has clear skin and has never struggled with acne and doesn't matter whether she's premenstrual, ovulating, whether she's on the pill or off the pill, her skin's good. Why is that? Well, there can be a bunch of different factors contributing to that, but there's some of the basic areas. If I was just looking at, say, you on paper as a potential client, and you said your main goal was around acne, then immediately there is going to be probably five different areas that pop up into my mind that we are likely going to need to work on or look at or at least explore to find out if they're an issue for you. So these are kind of like what I call the acne basics. So number one, which will come as no surprise to regular listeners, number one is your gut or your digestive health. Really important. Any skin issue, I would say, and I've talked about this in the episode I did about eczema, any skin issue that you have, whether it's eczema, psoriasis, acne, cysts, boils, athlete's foot, thrush, other fungal infections, random rashes, whatever it is going to be impacted by your gut health to some degree or another always. So that's always something you want to look at. And that's why when I'm working with clients that your gut health, meaning your digestive tract and the bacterial ecosystem and the fungal ecosystem within your body is really, really important. So number one, basic, God, look at your gut health. And this, you might really struggle with acne, but you might not be bloated. You might not have issues with your bowels and being constipated. You might not have any digestive symptoms, but if you have acne, that tells me we want to look at your gut. If you have eczema, but you're not bloated, still want to look at your gut and your digestion and optimizing that. So, and remember, I'm a holistic nutritionist, so I don't work in the landscape of disease. I work in the landscape of optimizing and making sure your body's working really well. So what I'm not saying is if you have acne, you have some sort of digestive disease. Of course you don't, but it might not be, it's obviously not working as optimally for you as it could do, and that can be contributing towards the manifestation of acne. Does that make sense? So that's basic number one. Basic number two is hormone imbalance. And that's what we're going to dive into more today. So that's a big one. You might have excess androgens, low progesterone, excess cortisol, all the things. So we'll dive into more of that. That's really important. And especially with very prolonged acne, or if you yourself notice that your acne is cyclical, meaning you notice every time you ovulate, you get a breakout, or every time, you know, 5 days before your period, your spots are awful. You know, you notice that very cyclical effect, then there can be links to some of your sex hormones and also other hormones in the body as well, because hormones rule the roost a lot. So we're going to talk about that. The next thing is in terms of your acne basics, where we've got five kind of acne basics that you want to look at and really make sure that they are running really healthy and optimally in order for you to have clear skin, is your liver. And what I mean by your liver is really your detoxification. Your liver, as well as your kidneys, and things like your breath and your skin and your sweat and your pee and your poop, are all ways that you detoxify. So the liver does lots of things, but one of the things it does is really helps with detoxification. And it's really common with acne for there to be, I'm not saying liver disease here, but just your liver needs a little bit more support. And some of that can be as simple as certain nutrients your body needs. Your liver needs certain nutrients in order to detoxify properly. You have a three-phased detoxification, and each phase of detoxification needs certain support and nutrients. And it's really common in my practice for people to have just quite sluggish detoxification, and that can be driven genetically. It can be driven just through over medication, over drinking, too much sugar, too much carbs, too much stress, you know, which I'm sure you're not all familiar with. So liver is another one. Next thing that can contribute is genetics as well. Again, genetics aren't the main reason necessarily for it, but they might not help you. There can be certain genetic mutations that might mean certain aspects of your detoxification are poor, or that you're more likely to create more androgen type hormones, or there can be a whole host of different things that can impact that, and for you can be impacting your skin. So that's number four. And the fifth thing is looking at your cortisol levels, and specifically your stress. So again, this is linked with hormones, but I want to give it its own category, because often when I say hormones, most non-practitioner people think sex hormones. Cortisol isn't a sex hormone, but it can wreak havoc across your whole body if it is not kept healthy, essentially. So those are the five basics. If you have acne and you are sick to death of it, number one, I would recommend you go and you work with someone. Work with someone like me. Come work with me before I go on maternity leave, or go and find someone, I was going to say local, but probably everyone's working virtually right now. Because one of these five things will be playing a role in your acne. And in order for you to see phenomenal results, you need to figure out which ones of these five things is playing the biggest role. For you, you might not actually have, you know, your gut health might be pretty good, but you maybe just need a bit more diversity. And you know, it's not a major thing, but your hormones might be totally out of whack and you might be stressed out of your nut. But others of you, you might have IBS as well as acne, and you've got a gut infection, you've got all this stuff going on, but maybe your genetics are really good and your hormones are kind of doing okay. So your job in order to see a real shift is to figure out which part of these is playing the biggest role for you. So if you were my client, then this, based on your symptoms, that's when we would run more testing, either to test out your gut or your hormones or even your cortisol levels to find out, okay, what's going on here. Okay, so that's the first thing, but those are the things you want to explore. And what I'm going to do in this kind of two-part series is go through more detail of what that looks like. So the first thing that I mentioned is your gut and your gut health. So I'm not actually going to go into depth on that in this podcast, because most of my other podcasts are to do around digestive health, supporting your microbiome, getting bloating, helping you have healthy poop. So in my show notes, if you go to keziahall.com and just click on this episode, you'll see all the links to different resources, free resources that I have that are all focused around gut health that will play a role in this. So I'm not just going to repeat that again, because I want to spend time looking at hormones today. So really important, don't forget about your gut health. Even if you're not bloated, even if you poop every day, even if you don't feel like you have any health issues at all, really important to look after your gut, and it will be impacting your skin. And if you're listening to this and you have other skin conditions, know that your gut health will be impacting your skin massively. And it doesn't matter how much good stuff you put on your skin topically, if your inside is out of balance, if there's inflammation, if there's infection, if there is irritation, it's going to be manifested outside onto your skin. Okay, I know that's a very basic and quick analogy, but okay, the next thing we're going to look at here in depth is hormones, which is exciting. So with hormones, I'll remind you what a hormone is. On a really basic level, a hormone is a messenger. It's a chemical messenger that the body creates. So the different glands in your bodies, like your adrenal glands, pituitary gland, thyroid gland, creates hormones. That's a job of a gland. That's a job of the endocrine system to create hormones. And hormones send messages from one place to the other. So they're pretty crucial. They'll send a message in order to make stuff happen or to stop stuff happening or to whatever it is, different messages. So when it comes to your skin and when it comes to struggling with acne, there's a couple of hormones we want to look at. So the first thing we want to look at, let's look first at actually some non-sex hormones, because most of the time when you talk about hormones, people think about sex hormones, and actually there's loads of other hormones in the body that have a big effect. So the first thing, if you come to me with acne and we suspect or we run lab tests that tell us, oh, your hormones are a little bit off, like there's a bit of imbalance going on there, then the first thing we will do, and I nearly do this with all my clients anyway, is to support your blood sugar in order to support the hormone of insulin. And insulin plays a really important role in your sex hormones, on the level of inflammation in your body, on your body's ability to heal. And I know it can feel really removed thinking about insulin, which we mainly tend to think about in terms of diabetes. But in terms of acne, it's definitely something you want to check in with and deal with as well. And one way to have an imbalanced insulin management system, should we say, is to have a really high carbohydrate diet, high in sugars, high in stress, high in, you know, fruits and carbs and all of those kinds of things. So, and on a really basic levels, if you have consistently high insulin from having these very carbohydrate and sugar rich foods, you're actually going to promote more androgen activity, which we'll talk about in a minute more of what those are. And also you end up increasing something called insulin growth factor 1. And this is a hormone or a growth hormone that can really contribute towards acne just by upregulating the production of certain skin cells, and also by just increasing inflammation. You know, if you get spots, you feel that inflammation. It is literally your skin inflaming out, and it can feel sore and tender depending on the type of acne that you have. So if your insulin levels are consistently high and consistently out of balance. So what I mean by that, you're not going to be high all the time, otherwise you would know you'd potentially have diabetes, but you're on a roller coaster where it's really high and then you crash down and you get the shakes and you get hangry and you need to eat something right now, and then it spikes again. And if you're on that roller coaster, that will massively be affecting your acne. It will also massively potentially be affecting your mood, your sleep, your mental state, your weight, if that's an issue, your fertility, so many things, your estrogen levels, so many things. And that's why blood sugar management, or which was most commonly known as, or insulin management, is something I work with every single client, because it affects everything, basically. Like if you're wanting to get pregnant, look at insulin. If you're have depression, anxiety, or another mental health condition, you want to look at blood sugar. If you are chronically fatigued, you want to look at blood sugar. Fibromyalgia, you want to look at blood sugar. Thyroid issues, blood sugar. If you've had a breakdown, blood sugar. If you have insomnia, blood sugar. You literally want to look through it all. Okay. So that's one of the first non-sex hormones, and that's insulin. The next one, which we've already mentioned, is cortisol. So cortisol is actually a really great, really important hormone in the body. Again, the body produces it, and it has, it's used for our immunity and tons of different things. And while cortisol doesn't directly impact the skin, it impacts kind of lots of other things going on in the body. And it's really common. I see this all the time with clients where people's, if you think of a spectrum of, on one end of the spectrum is the body feeling safe, chilled, and calm. And the other end of the spectrum is the body being super productive, on the go, getting things done, being slightly stressed and being busy. Most people that I work with's body is skewed towards that busy, productive spectrum. And what that means biochemically is chances are that their cortisol levels are just, they're used to their cortisol being quite high and elevated. And that has a really big impact on, it can impact your progesterone levels. It can impact your digestion. It can really affect your insulin management, because if your body's constantly in this go, go, go mode, then your body on a really primal and basic survival level is thinking fight and flight. That's how it's often called, fight and flight. And in order to fight and to flight or to freeze, you need energy. And so what the body does is it makes lots of glucose available when your cortisol is high. Now, that's your body looking after you, because if you are faced with a bear, you bet your ass you want lots of glucose in your blood so that you can sprint for a long period of time. But what is happening, it happens in my body, I see it in my clients all the time, is that people are having these elevated cortisol states. And I'm keeping things basic here. It's not quite as simple as I'm talking about, but this is a really helpful way of understanding it. And they're in the office, or they're working from home, and they are busy, busy all day with the kids or with work or with their dog or with the house renovation, and their cortisol is high. So they're constantly all day, they're having glucose imbalances essentially in their body, because their body's releasing energy because it thinks it's in fight and flight mode. But the reality is you're not going and sprinting it off. You're not fighting a bear. And so you just end up with massive, it contributes that blood sugar imbalance. And therefore it makes a big difference to your insulin management that we just talked about. So cortisol really is a huge play. It can also contribute to inflammation as well. And someone who's super stressed out just doesn't have super great glowing skin. I mean, naturally, not without a lot of makeup. It's just kind of the way it is. So those are kind of this is one podcast, so I'm going over these things pretty quickly. But those are a couple of the kind of hormones that you might not think of that play a huge role in your acne or in any other skin condition. So let's jump now to your sex hormones, because those are kind of what people most likely think of when it comes to acne especially, and they do play a really big role. So let's look at estrogen, the big lovely estrogen. Estrogen is what we often think of around ovulation. That is, it's kind of the really lovely juicy hormone. It's essential for healthy skin, but more so for healthy fertility. And both estrogen and progesterone, having the right balance and right amounts of each of these hormones plays a really important role in keeping other hormones in check. And what I see a lot with clients through symptoms or through lab tests that we do is that a lot of the time people's estrogen is maybe too low or way too high. And this can cause a lot of imbalances and kind of inflammation in the body and within your menstrual cycle. So if your acne is more cyclical, then often it's these imbalances within these sex hormones that can play the biggest role. So estrogen can contribute towards acne because of how it impacts the liver and how it impacts the body and all sorts of different things. I'm not going to go into too much detail of how that all works, because we'll just be here for a while. But estrogen is really important, and making sure you get the right balance. I see a lot of estrogen dominance in my practice, where it's almost like women have far too little progesterone and far too much estrogen, and so the liver's just struggling to balance out their hormones, and that can really contribute to clearing of the skin. So I had a client once, we didn't focus really on any topical skincare routine that was different from what she had. What we really worked on is really supporting her body through food and some supplements to help balance out her estrogen levels. And through that, she felt so much better, so much clearer. And that's when her skin really started to clear up, was when we actually really focused on making sure her estrogen levels were at the right amount. Now, I've also had other clients that don't make enough estrogen. And this might be you if you are, your periods are really irregular, or you're not sure if you ovulate. Estrogen can be the result of kind of healthy ovulation going on. So that can also be a thing that I see as well. So the next hormone is obviously progesterone. That's probably one you know of in terms of your sex hormones. And progesterone plays a great role in the body for tons of different things. But one of the great roles that progesterone plays in the body is the blocking. It blocks the conversion of testosterone into something called DHT. So what can happen for a lot of people, if you get a breakout just before you start the bleeding part of your period, that can often be because your progesterone potentially is too low, and you're not, and potentially your testosterone is too high and you're making too much of this DHT. If that makes sense. So if you have really high levels of androgens, which is like testosterone, DHEA, androstradione, I think is how you pronounce it, then really high levels of this can convert to DHT, which is quite an aggressive form of testosterone that can make your skin cells, your skin produce too much oil and too much serum, and sebum and all of that kind of thing can cause a bit of a problem. And so progesterone, again, estrogen and progesterone balance out the body. And if your these other hormones are too high and your progesterone is too low, that could potentially be why you're having that breakout. And again, we talked about cortisol. If your cortisol is really high, chances are you've been stressed out for a while, or maybe you've never known any different. You probably, like, I'll tell you this, most of my clients don't come to me as people stressed out. They're not talking to me, barely holding it together. They are often really high achieving, intelligent, capable people. They're not sitting there stressed out. They're not, to their knowledge. When we run tests, their results come back with really high cortisol often, because what has happened is they are used. Their normal is elevated cortisol. So they're not feeling stressed, they're not feeling freaked out, but that has become normal to them. And that's very common in this culture, just because of the way our culture is set up. It's very common if you have experienced any level of abuse or trauma in your life, because sometimes your body can get stuck in that fight and flight mode, because, again, on a really primal survival basis, this isn't conscious brain here, this thinking. This is you just trying to survive. Your body can get a little bit stuck in that mode in order to keep you safe. And if you're constantly churning out high levels of these more steroid protection hormones, then it's going to have an impact on things like progesterone, which isn't needed to fight or to flee, but it is needed to rest, digest, make babies, have sex, all those things. So progesterone is important, and low progesterone can also contribute to that acne when you're going off the birth control pill. And that's also sometimes why certain types of the pill, birth control pill, can help with acne, because it's a synthetic chemical kind of support of progesterone for some people. So that's why that can be effective there. And then again, let's just touch on, officially we've already mentioned them before, these androgen hormones. So androgen hormones are a group of hormones that include testosterone, your DHEAs, and your androstenedione, I think that's how you say it. So these are what people think of as male hormones, but they're not really gender specific. Men have obviously more testosterone, but women really need testosterone to have a healthy cycle. It's what drives, it's what makes up a healthy sex drive. It allows you to get stuff done. So again, so much of the body isn't about, you know, we tend to look at things and be like, oh, with cortisol is bad, I don't want any cortisol in my body. No, You definitely want cortisol in your body, otherwise you'll get sick. Or we think of cholesterol. Too much cholesterol is really bad, so therefore let's have zero cholesterol. No, you don't want zero cholesterol, otherwise that's got just as many risks as having a total cholesterol of 10 instead of 4, for example. So remember, with all of these things, it's about things being in balance or thinking about it like Goldilocks, not too big, not too small. So we have these androgen type hormones, and in women or in people with X and Y chromosomes, we tend to more drive off of progesterone, estrogen, follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone, like those are our juice. But testosterone and these androgens do play a really important role. But as I mentioned before, excess amount of these, which I see commonly in women diagnosed with things like PCOS, excess amount of testosterone or DHEA, if you have too much of that and too little of those other hormones going on, then that's when these androgens can convert into this DHT, which is a more potent form of testosterone. And then if your liver's not doing a great job of detoxifying all these different hormones, then that's when this DHT can really promote more production of those kind of unhelpful oils in your skin cells and in your pores that can contribute to that horrible, sorry, I just hit my microphone, that horrible acne that you might be experiencing. So excess androgens can really ramp up oil production. And then also if you're stressed, then you make your body and your certain glands almost more like welcoming to androgens as well. So it can be a bit of a catch-22 situation between cortisol and your androgens. So, and if you have really high androgens, again, you might have PCOS, have been diagnosed with that. You might get a lot of hair in like unwanted places, like on your chin or on your face or on your chest, like kind of a lot, like we're all hairy people, but you know, if you know when it gets a bit excessive, when you're like, I really don't feel like I should be sprouting this much dark, thick hair on my face or on my chest, then that can be sometimes to do with androgens, or again, or just around general fertility or menstrual, any issues with your menstrual cycle just not being there, then again, that can be to do with your androgens. Woo, we did it. So that is some of the five different hormones that can really impact your acne. And again, obviously these things, these hormones affect loads of things in your body as well. So I could have a similar conversation with you potentially around things like your thyroid issues. Again, these hormones will all contribute, play a role in proper thyroid health. Same with mental health. I cannot tell you how much progesterone and estrogen and insulin and cortisol play a really crucial role in your mental well-being. So remember, we are one body, but today's focus is on acne. And these are some of the things, if you are my client, I would want to be looking at and addressing in order for you to really start to see consistently clearer skin and to allow your body to heal, and so that you're not constantly on a cycle of lots of acne. And because I've from working with clients, I know how much it can affect your self-esteem and just be a really vicious circle of feeling like you're trying really hard, but then you get these breakouts and they can be really sore and really difficult to deal with. And you know, makeup, you shouldn't wear makeup because it makes it worse, but that helps you to feel confident, and then it can be really tricky. So this has been part one. I talked a little bit about the overall, the kind of basics of dealing with acne, chatted briefly about gut health, but if you want to know more about that, I've got tons more resources with that. Make sure you go do the gut goddess quiz, those kinds of things. And then today we really dived into some of the hormones that could be really impacting your skin. So for more details, do find out more about the show notes. Obviously, if you want to go deeper with this, I do currently have a couple of spaces for new clients. I'll probably be able to take on a couple of clients, maybe two, maybe three, until October, and then then I'll probably be full then. So do get in touch, keziahall.com, go to the Work With Me page, find out more about how I work and the investment and all of that kind of thing, and then book a call with me if that's the right step for you. Otherwise, if you don't get emails from me, make sure that you get on my list. And the best way to do that is go to keziahall.com, click quiz, complete the Gut Goddess quiz, and I'll send you a bunch of good stuff. And then you'll be on my email list and you'll hear from me regularly and you'll not miss out on things because, like, you know, there's some fun stuff happening in October that I wouldn't want you to miss. That is complete. I mean, if you've liked this episode about hormones, you need to make sure you're on my list because you are going to love the program that we kick off in October. Okay. Have an amazing day. Sending you lots of love.